This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Residents of New Orleans and its suburbs are returning home today, 2 days after Hurricane Gustav tore across the Gulf Coast. Mayor Ray Nagin cautioned people about widespread power outages and limited medical services and said he wouldn't recommend they stay in the city until those problems are addressed. Heavy rains and the threat of tornadoes slowed attempts by utility companies to restore downed power lines throughout southern Louisiana. More than a million homes and businesses are without power, and it's estimated that some areas won't have electricity for weeks. In Baton Rouge, several hospitals were running on generators, and one hospital had to transfer dozens of critical care patients to New Orleans after its generator failed. Terrebonne Parish, where Gustav made landfall, is still off limits to residents. Earlier today, I spoke with Sheriff Vernon Bourgeois there about plans for the evacuees' return.
Starting Friday at 6 a.m., we're going to allow people to do the look and leave program. That is when people can come into the area, assess their damages, see what they need at their homes, make any repairs they need to make, and prior to 8 p.m., they can leave the parish. And then the next day, the same thing. That'll be assessed daily.
Now, what if people don't want to leave at 8 p.m.?
We're also averting people that it's not a safe place to remain. We have no electricity. With that, the water is running poorly, and there's a boil water issue anyway. Not much sewage, but we live in an electrical age now with no electricity 100% out in the parish. That we also have no medical services, no gasoline, no way to get pharmaceutical needs, things of that nature. So it's not a safe environment to live in. I mean, they can choose on their own, but we're telling them, don't stay.
So there's no power in the entire parish?
Correct. 100% outage.
What about supplies for people if they need food, water, things like that?
Yeah, and that's why we ask them not to stay. That there is nothing here. There's no stores open. There's no electricity. That's not provided to them.
Would you prefer to keep people away longer, to not have to deal even with people coming back, checking out their property and then going?
I would. I would prefer that also. We made the decision to allow them to come check their property.
And why did you decide to do that?
Because you have to do something some kind of a way. It is a safer way to do it.
I mean, all around you, there are people who are being allowed back into parishes to stay. Do you feel some pressure from people building outside saying, if you don't let us back, you're going to have a real problem here?
That is part of the problem also. But they have the infrastructure. We do not. We don't have electricity. So like I said, if somebody comes in and wants to cut their tree in their front yard and they cut their fingers off, they're going to have problems. You go knock an emergency room door, it's not going to open. There's no hospital services, there's no medical services, no anything.
How long do you figure it'll be that you'll be without power there in Terrebonne Parish?
Unknown. I'm looking for maybe 3 or 4 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks.
Yes, ma'am.
How would you compare the situation there now with how it was after Katrina and Rita back in 2005?
Totally different. We were inundated with water. You know, and we normally have, like, you know, a small number of power poles down. But honestly, when we have, you know, 70% of your power poles down, that's going to be an issue. The issue is also further outside of Terrebonne Parish, where you get energy from outside this area. It doesn't come, you know, we don't just make it ourselves. And there's issues with power lines, even as far as out as Baton Rouge, it affects us. So there's an entire infrastructure that has to be repaired.
Did you see that as well with Katrina and Rita, or not so much?
No, not so much. It was different. It was rising water. They weren't as hard as winds, evidently.
Do you have any sense of when things might be livable there? I mean, if you're not going to have power for 3 to 4 weeks, what are you telling people over the long term?
Well, that's what we're trying to tell them. We're trying to get power up in grids. If we can get the hospital up and in a grid running and medical services provided and government getting back working so it's safe for everybody, then we'll allow people to come back to the parish and return on their own decision basis.
Have you been around much of Terrebonne Parish since the storm?
Yes, ma'am. I've covered the entire parish, plus a flyover.
You have. What does it look like?
It's typical hurricane damage after hurricane. Shingles off of roofs, some unsupported structures have fallen down, things of that nature. Trees down everywhere, leaves and branches everywhere.
But most houses intact?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, yes. Very large number, 98% were unharmed.
It does seem odd, doesn't it, that you're talking about a parish that's sort of unlivable, even though structurally things are okay, but it's the infrastructure that's gone.
That's exactly it. The infrastructure is what makes a non-safe environment to live here.
Well, Sheriff Bourgeois, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Vernon Bourgeois is the sheriff of Terrebonne Parish. He spoke with us from the Emergency Operations Center in Houma.